Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has strongly criticized the army-appointed government. Brotherhood says the government is failing to deal with crises in security and economy. It has also reiterated a call for a new national unity cabinet. Brotherhood's political wing has stated its opposition to the government's request for a new World Bank loan. The Freedom and Justice Party says Egypt's economic and security situation confirms the failure of the government. The existing cabinet is being led by Prime Minister Kamal al-Ghanzouri. He served under Hosni Mubarak and was appointed by the ruling military council in November. Well, joining us now on the line from Cairo is former Muslim Brotherhood representative in the UK, Kamal Helbawi. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Helbawi. Now, Is it not premature for the Muslim Brotherhood to make such demands given the current situation in Egypt?
Let me actually say I am not any more a representative of the Muslim Brotherhood in UK. I used to be the ex-spokesman of the Muslim Brotherhood in the West. But now I am just a member. I'm not in the leadership or representing the Muslim Brotherhood at all in any official capacity. But I believe that the situation in Egypt is very complex and a lot of contradicting currents, political currents and ideas come through. And every political party, especially the Muslim Brotherhood, Freedom and Justice Party, they are trying, of course, to come to the society and to see that they will be able to do some reform in the economic arena, in the social arena, in education, and in other areas as well. That's why they interfere at present, but as you know, there is no real representative organization or forum or institution in Egypt legally and popularly representing the people except the parliament. And the majority are from Muslim Brotherhood and the Noor Salafi party as well. So that's why they feel they should interfere, they should comment, they should ask for reform or to take over even the government. There are many problems now arising and the challenges. One of them is the election, presidential election. One is the constitution. One is the capacity and responsibility of the parliament, and one is the executive arm of the government, and one is the military council. So you can imagine how this can work together. So they are trying, and I hope they will be able to do some reform in the society.
Right, Mr. Helbawi, the public opinion in Egypt was against Ghanzouri's appointment to head a government, but the Brotherhood backed SCAF's decision. What has changed now?
The Brotherhood would like to have peace in the society. They don't like the idea of the conflict. You know, the revolutionaries were against Kamal Ghanzouri, and the Muslim Brotherhood are thinking that within 3-4 months, this is not a very long period, so the election for the presidential election will be held, and a new president will be in view, in power, in office, and the constitution as well after the Shura election is complete. The 100-member committee will look into the constitution, so the democratic process will go ahead. That's why the Muslim Brotherhood do not like to have any conflict from their side in the society. So they don't care about who is the transitional period government or who is in power until the whole society and the institutions are properly selected by the people and everyone is in the right place.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Kamal Halbawi joining us there on the line from Cairo. He's a former Muslim Brotherhood representative in the UK and a current member of the party. Mr. Halbawi, many thanks indeed for your insights here on Press TV.